Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game, AEW, Dynamite, and Rampage tonight at Bridgestone Arena. We talked to Tony Khan earlier, and now we're going to talk to one of the participants because he referenced the Texas Chainsaw Massacre death match that will be taking place tonight between Jeff Hardy and our next guest, Jeff Jarrett, Nashville's very own friend of the show. Jeff, how the heck are you?
Chase, my man, it's good morning to you. It's great to hear your voice. And who would have thought in 2023, old Double J and Chase would be talking about an event tonight at Bridgestone. The TV show gets started at 7, and I cannot wait.
Well,
I guess in a way, it's a homecoming. But what a crazy death match that I've got myself into. So very, very much looking forward to it. Me and the crew, and when I say the crew, me, my wife Karen, Satnam Singh, Jay Lethal, and Sanjay Dutt will all be in attendance.
Yeah, and before we talk about this death match, because I'm very curious of the match itself, I watched you on TV, and you know we've gotten to do some stuff together in the past. I can tell you're having a lot of fun doing this and working in AEW.
I'm having a blast. You know, it's in a lot of ways, the last 12, 18 months, it just seems just like in Nashville, just a little over a year ago, Ric Flair's last match. In a lot of ways, that kind of opened a lot of doors. Obviously, as you know, I've been around a while. I'm entering into my 37th year, but me and Jay Lethal teamed up last year and got a lot of eyeballs on that event. And yes, I'm having an absolute blast. In a lot of ways, this is, my favorite time of my career, getting to form alongside my wife. And then, you know, me, Jay, and Sanjay, we go back 20 years. And Satnam is truly one in a billion, 7'4", former NBA basketball player, incredible athletic ability. And he's just getting better and better every day.
You've been in several factions and different organizations in your career. What is it that makes this one different and maybe more fun than the others?
I like to use the word authentic. Every one of our relationship is very, very authentic. I've in a lot of ways scouted Jay and signed him at a very early age out of Elizabeth, New Jersey. Sanjay, more or less the same thing. He worked for me for years. It's always fun. Me and Karen had a lot of success all over the globe, but certainly in Mexico. And then Satnam, anybody who really knows me knows that I'm a huge fan of India, and it's a kind of the last frontier professional wrestling to be developed. I'm a basketball junkie going way back to the Good Pasture High School and Aquinas basketball days. So you know me, Chase. Our relationships are all obviously very real and authentic, and we bring such a dynamic, on paper, as they say in sports, you're not really sure how this team looks, but I can assure you in presentation and when we get out there, super diverse and create a lot of excitement and entertainment.
We're talking to Jeff Jarrett, AEW Dynamite and Rampage at Bridgestone Arena tonight. He is on the card in a death match, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre death match against Jeff Hardy. We had Tony Khan on the show earlier, and I asked him about the fact that established wrestlers like yourself, like Jeff Hardy, Chris Jericho, that wanted to be a part of this thing, that are on this ride with him, and how special that was. Why has this been? You talked about the fun that you've been having the last 12, 18 months, but what is it about this company that maybe sets it apart from others that you've worked for in the past?
I've always said the best, and I learned this from my father, who promoted in the Nashville area for years and years, and my grandmother. The Jarrett family's been promoting wrestling in Nashville since 1946, so we go back a long way. And the most successful promotions or single events is when you really have a diverse. You have, main eventers, legends, veterans, up-and-comers, kind of a diamond in the rough, and that's really what AEW has. It's the most diverse roster, talent from Japan, Mexico, all across Europe and the United Kingdom, of course, North America, Canada, Mexico, and the United States. So very, very diverse. And look, you just kind of named a few of them. But when you put in an icon like Sting in that veteran list, you mentioned Chris Jericho, Christian Cage, just the list goes on and on. And then, you look at a guy like MJF, the current World Heavyweight Champion. just incredible amount of raw talent. And so it all coming together, and it goes without saying, our partners at Warner Brothers Discovery, 2 hours on Wednesday night on TBS, you know, 1 hour on Friday night on TNT, 2 hours on Saturday on TNT. Our coverage is like nothing else. I can tell you this. I've gotten more calls from my buddies and then their friends and their friends and their friends. Hey, Jeff, can you hook us up with some tickets, Chase? You know how that goes. But I say that, and I've told Karen that, and we've joked, it's the power of the television product, and it is such a strong entity. And like I said, I can't say enough good things about Warner Brothers Discovery and our partnership with them.
Talking to Jeff Jarrett, AEW All Elite Wrestling. And, you know, I was trying to think through this before you called in, because you mentioned, you know, all the guys, and we're talking about all the guys that have been around and are in AEW. But I would think, like, you and Sting and maybe Jericho's on this list, WCW, WWE, Impact/TNA, NWA, AAA, New Japan, and now AEW. You have performed in all of the biggest organizations around the world. And, like, not even Ric Flair can say that in all of those. I mean, how special is that to know that your career has gone, you know, through many decades, like you mentioned, but all these big promotions?
You know, Chase, about 2 years ago, and I've always remained in relatively good shape, but I really made up my mind that I'm going to get in the best possible shape. And I feel that that's where I'm at today, believe it or not. But I think one thing you left out there with specifically me and Sting is that we are really, I hate to say this, but we've been around so long, we both work the territory system. And, you know, when you throw in that, yes, all the major organizations from Japan to Mexico, all of North America, all around the globe, that's one thing. But really understanding this industry from a real, real granular level and the territory system is really the foundation. Jericho was on the tail end of that as well. That's something that I, you know, that's where the Last Outlaw, my latest persona, if you will, all of my personas have been really an extension of my personality. But, you know, being one of the last territory guys, I think in a lot of ways gives me a tremendous advantage just because of the headspace. You know, you look at different athletes through the years. Take a Tom Brady, for example, Chase. You know, a guy his age that competed last year in the National Football League, nothing rattled him. He still competed at a very high level. And I think guys like myself and Sting and a few others, it's hard to rattle us. And we also kind of have learned the tricks of the trade. And that's, you know, it's one of the things that I always look for when I arrive at the building, that what's on tap for me tonight. And certainly tonight is going to be a special night, being able to step into Bridgestone Arena. It's been a long time. Seen a lot of hockey there in the last 20 years, but it's been a while since I've stepped in the ring. So I'm very, very excited about the opportunity.
Yeah, and you mentioned, like, your persona being, you know, an extension of you, but to reinvent that with different eras of pro wrestling and of Jeff Jarrett in his life, I mean, that is not an easy thing to do. So how have you been able to do that and keep it, even though it's consistent to who you are, but going from, you know, rising country music star to the chosen one to where you are now as the Last Outlaw?
I got to say, it boils down to one thing. I've got a passion for the industry today, now more than ever, Chase. And it's something that, you know, I do. I truly love professional wrestling more today than I did when I broke in. And, you know, with a wife and five kids and all the social media going on and a sports junkie and maybe sometimes a news junkie and pop culture, just trying to stay dialed in. And that's one thing. And then I tell the guys that I, whether it's a seminar I'm teaching or just in the locker room, is that, you know, you got to be immersed in this industry. So I'm still the biggest wrestling fan I know. I'll watch all brands, all promotions. You know, I'm a YouTube guy that just dials in, and I watch any, no matter how big or small it is. So if you stay connected with the audience, and we have such an opportunity today to do that through social media, I think that's something you're going to kind of have to got to keep your mouth shut and your ears open and kind of listening to what the audience wants. And that's something with my passion that I think goes a long way, and it also drives me as well.
Talking to Jeff Jarrett, and earlier this year, wrestling lost a legend. You lost your dad in Jerry Jarrett as he passed away in February. What, in your mind, is his legacy, and what should it be in the wrestling industry?
Oh, man, that's a tall order, Chase. You know, his legacy, there's so many things, and, you know, the outpouring of the compliments that I told, you know, my stepmom and my wife many times during that time, I wish he could have been here and heard all this. And they would say, well, he is. But, you know, whether it's The Rock or Vince McMahon, just so many folks that, you know, paid their respects. But, you know, I like to kind of leave that up to others. I like, you know, his legacy. At the end of the day, his innovations, he always was, and I hope I kind of take that trait. He loved to get up to the plate, so to speak, and try to knock it out of the park with a grand slam. He was very innovative. When you think back on the, you know, the 70s and the 80s and the things that he brought to the table. Just yesterday was the anniversary of the scaffold match. My dad was actually in the first scaffold match. He wasn't a high flyer, but he loved to create matches. His Memphis TV in Memphis for many, many years. It was the highest rated wrestling program in the country. It just did phenomenal ratings. We got that in Nashville as well, but he wasn't afraid to innovate. Did he always hit a smash hit? No, but man, he loved to innovate. So I think in a lot of ways, I think when you look back on the industry, his innovation with music videos and different matches and just storylines every Saturday morning on TV was something that a very, very creative guy.
Before I let you go, speaking of innovative, a Texas Chainsaw Massacre death match tonight with Jeff Hardy. What can we expect?
I'll just say this. Rumor has it that Leatherface is in the house, and I said it, and they put it in the promo. What's the rules of a death match? Well, there are no rules. So I think there's going to be a whole lot more than tables, ladders, and chairs, and boards. And if you're a fan of the movie or a fan of the video game, I'll just say this. There's some unique weapons that are used, and they're going to be in the house tonight. So if you're a fan of that, you're going to get a little bit of a horror video game with some professional wrestling, and that's right up my alley, Chase, as you know.
Yes, indeed. Jeff, thanks so much for doing this. We will see you tonight at Bridgestone Arena. Really looking forward to it.
Thanks, Chase. I appreciate you having me on. Always do, my man. Take care. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. Jeff Jarrett, Double J, tonight, AEW Dynamite and Rampage, Bridgestone Arena. The first time that they have ever been at Bridgestone Arena. It will be awesome on national TV, on TBS. Really, really looking forward to it. I am going to be there and can't wait to see this Texas Chainsaw Massacre death match between Jeff Jarrett and Jeff Hardy. And I've gotten to know Jeff a little bit over the years, so really appreciate him for coming on, and it's going to be an awesome card tonight at Bridgestone Arena. We'll come back and talk about joint practices with the Titans and the Vikings and put a bow on things here on Chase McCabe, 102.5, 106.3, The Game.